When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 4.
Saison 4, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant,
now,
lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, this is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. Welcome to this new Comme d'Archi format called Spot. Spot when the news and the context require it. Spot that replaces interviews while the batteries are charging, during vacations for sure, During batteries recharging during strikes? No. No, we are not in an electric charging station in the middle of San Francisco, stuck in a Tesla whose computer is bugging on command while it charges. A technological slap in the face in a rather stupid atmosphere. A surreal image that I experienced not long ago. No, we are at the heart of this beautiful tool that is Comme d'Archi, halfway between the chronicle, the story and the architectural discipline, a beautiful tool that records the word of the architect, a beautiful tool that allows to defend the architectural culture badly mistreated, a beautiful tool that publishes with density for the best. In the wake of our replay of last week, find here, in this issue, a little perspective on the subject of this heritage of the 20th century that is poorly treated, and on the foundations of the architecture of the 20th century, this great epic of modernity. And yet, no doubt you have read the article by Léa Müller, Du Wokeism in Architecture, published in Chronique d'Architecture on February the 14th. I quote, "Going against public recommendations aimed more at rehabilitation, announcements of demolitions or transformations of remarkable architecture of the 20th century are legion, in the name, always, of the unassailable sustainable development. And what if these projects aimed above all to remove from the cities a constructive era that is disturbing to public opinion? Has wokeism reached architecture?" Léa Müller cites the threatened buildings, the Cité Jardin de la Butte Rouge in Châtenay-Malabry, 1931 and 1965 by Bassompierre, De Ruyter, Arfidson, Servin and Rius, the Tripod of the INSEE in Malakoff, 1974 by Honegger and Lana, the Fire Station Jacques Vion in Toulouse, 1972 by Debeau, the Mirail still in Toulouse, 1960s by Candilis, Chosic and Woods, or the Synagogue of the Street Copernic in Paris, 1924 by Le Marié. The 3M Tower that we talked about in last week's replay has borne the cost of this attitude. Before the demolition, the subject had been generously relayed by my article in AMC or in the 100 Words of the Landscape at Archibooks Editions. I wrote, "To come, 3M Cergy. It's a page of history from before the first oil shock, where landscape and architecture were mixed as much as today, of course. We didn't invent anything. But of the current landscape, engulfed in our cities, we retain only the meager flower pots, and we preserve only too little of the best. Do silver promises make us lose the north?" Sentence. The architect Paul Dupont, an international architect of the 20th century, trained in the light of Mies van der Rohe and José-Louis Sert, who was an associate of Marcel Lods, left us more than 10 years ago. In the landscape of Cergy, his most remarkable architecture, which I also imagined to be the most perennial, is doomed to disappear, because the local authorities have deemed it preferable to pull down the 3M tower, even though it is an integral part of the new town's landscape. The other bland blue tower of Cergy is being rehabilitated, and the tribute to constructive intelligence is being destroyed. For, in fact, the 3M tower represents an unequaled example of metallic architecture, a self-supporting steel facade known as Garten, set in a lung of greenery. The architect liked to think of the city in the Anglo-Saxon way, undifferentiated from its green spaces, at a time when the land was generous, of course. A generosity of landscape, today diverted and taken by storm. Lea Müller, for her part, concludes in her article, "In an era so certain of its technical and technological domination over previous ones, some seem to forget that an urban project cannot be erased with a stroke of the eraser in Photoshop, and that the significance of the work is as much that of its time as of the history that precedes it. At a time when cities are becoming more resilient, when the city is being rebuilt on top of the city, project managers forget that not all traces of time and memory must be erased. For my part, more than wokeism, I think that there is, at the base, a real problem of culture, stories of short-term interests, and a desire to be caliph instead of the caliph. The architect is to the act of building what the doctor is to health, unavoidable. Certainly, in a project all the team must be recognized, the architect in one, then at the base the carrier of the project, the promoter, the client, in execution, the company and all the satellites, all these manufacturers of incredible, innovative, ingenious devices, but also the technicians, the programmers, etc. And sorry to those I forgot. But, in parenthesis, by dint of wanting to quote everything, to put everything on the same level, we blur the tracks. The architect remains the one who draws in space, who bears the responsibility of this drawing, of these materials that he cements and for a long time. The architect is the guarantor of the discipline in its cultural incarnation. The architect is quite a character. Among the sacred figures of the 20th century, there is Miss Van der Rohe, the one who definitely influenced the late Paul de Pont, whose career will be replayed the next two Fridays. Paul de Pont, also author of the late 3M Tower. To put into perspective this period of the history of architecture that I consider absolutely remarkable, let's meet again next Wednesday with a new spot on some selected pieces of Miss Van der Rohe, because the architect, I quote, participated in the most decisive moments of the debates around the new architecture, sometimes as an active propagandist, sometimes in a critical mode. He shared the fundamental conceptions of the moderns and considered himself a member of the pioneering avant-garde of the new times that fought for a new art in accordance with the conditions of modern life. On the threshold of a new era, it was a question of breaking with the past, of freeing oneself from the weight of an outdated tradition, and of accepting the demands of the present without prejudice. This attitude corresponded to a modern sense of life, open to the future, which integrated the rhythm and speed, the techniques and constructions of the new times. Fritz Neumeier in Miss Van der Rohe, Reflections on the Art of Building, Moniteur Architects Collection, 2016. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archi in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Rebourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.